Today is the feast of the circumcision of our Lord, New Year's Day. The epistle for today's Mass is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to Titus. Dearly beloved, the grace of God our Savior hath appeared to all men, instructing us that denying ungodliness and worldly desires, we should live soberly and justly and godly in this world, looking for the blessed hope and coming of the glory of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and might cleanse to himself a people acceptable, a pursuer of good works. These things speak and exhort in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for today's Holy Gospel, which is taken from the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. At that time, after 8 days were accomplished that the child should be circumcised, his name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Thus are the words of today's most holy gospel. Please be seated. His name was called Jesus, which was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, in the old law, it was required that every male child on the 8th day after his birth should be circumcised and should be admitted among God's chosen people. This rite of circumcision in the old law corresponded to the sacrament of baptism in the new law, and was the means of remitting original sin. Our Lord, although free from every stain of sin, of course, submitted himself to this rite in order to show that he truly was the son of Abraham, also to manifest respect and obedience to the established law, and finally then to prove that he indeed had a real human body. At the time of this ceremony, a name was given to the child, and of course our Lord was called Jesus, as it was foretold by the angel, in order to signify his office as our Savior. It is most appropriate then, on this Feast of the Circumcision, for us to meditate for a few moments on the first petition of the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name. In the opening words of this prayer, we ask that God's name may be honored, which shows that God's glory should and must be our chief desire at all times. The principal end and purpose of our creation was, in fact, to give this glory to God. For this purpose, everything was created as the book of Proverbs tells us. It says, "The Lord hath made all things for himself." Therefore, all of our works, all of our actions should be directed to the glory of our Creator. In his infinite goodness, God has wished and decreed then that the profit and advantage of all of our actions should be ours. So when we do good works, we gain merit for heaven. So our level of merit increases with those good works. However, since, of course, we are created to go to heaven, and this is going to be our reward. The glory of everything we do, from everything we do, this God reserves to himself, as he tells us through the prophet Isaiah, when he says, "I will not give my glory to another." So the glory from all the works that we do belongs to God himself. Then there are two questions that we must ask ourselves in order to determine whether the glory of God or our own glory is our chief concern. The first question is, do we perform our good actions only, or at least mainly, in order to gain esteem of men? And secondly, are we displeased and even jealous or envious by the good which others do? If we ask ourselves these two questions and we have to answer yes, then unfortunately we are worried more about our own glory than we are about God's. What then, my dear friends, is the object of this petition, "Hallowed be thy name"? We do not ask in this petition that God's glory or even his intrinsic perfection should be increased, since this is obviously absolutely impossible. God is perfect. God cannot be improved in any way. Nor do we ask that the honor given to God on earth be equal to that which is shown to him in heaven by the angels and the saints. Because, of course, at best, all of our efforts, being imperfect creatures as we are, is going to be less than that of the angels and the saints in heaven. What we do ask is that Almighty God may receive on earth, as he does in heaven, the external glory which his creatures owe to him and which they are able to render to him. This is what we seek. In other words, we ask firstly then that we may praise God with all our minds, hearts, and souls. Secondly, that those in error may be brought to recognize and revere his church, the true church founded by our Lord Jesus Christ. Thirdly, then, we ask that sinners may be converted to his service. And finally, then, we ask that men may learn to refer all blessings to him, because, of course, he is the author of all these blessings. My dear faithful, our conduct should always be in conformity with this petition, which we pray in the Lord's Prayer. As Catholics, we must not cause the name of God or that of his church to be profaned by our own evil words or actions. Let us remember that our bad actions, of course, and our bad words, people watch us, they know that we're Catholics, and unfortunately, people will look for any excuse they can to not change their lives. And if they can say, well, this is how a Catholic behaves, so what use is it being a Catholic? So we must watch our actions and our words. On the contrary, by our clean speech and by our good example, we ought to excite others to exalt the name of God, to respect the faith that has been given to us by Christ, and to honor the church which he has founded. This is exactly what we are told in the Gospel of St. Matthew when he says, "So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." As we begin then this new year, let us make good resolutions. And of course, our resolutions should include a firm purpose to dedicate all of our actions during the coming year to God's honor and glory. This is exactly what St. Paul tells us in his first epistle to Timothy when he says, "To the only God be honor and glory forever." So fathers, lead your family in prayer, especially the daily rosary. You must set that good example for your family to follow. You must also be a good example of virtue in your home for your spouse and your children to follow. You should fulfill your duties at work as perfectly as possible. People watch how we behave, how we work, and so forth. If they see us neglecting our work, knowing that we're a Catholic, again, they will use that as an excuse. You must make your home into a sanctuary where our Blessed Lord and His Holy Mother can dwell. Mothers, you should try to teach your children by example how to pray well, and how to love Jesus. You should perform even the most menial of tasks, whatever they might be, for the love of God and as perfectly as possible, and thus teach your children how they should do their own duties at home. And of course, being with the children most of the time, you should correct your children with great charity. Children, what can you do? You should Work to keep your rooms clean and tidy. Put all your belongings away. Pick up all of your things without having to be told. Your parents should not have to tell you every single day to clean up your room, to clean up your belongings. You can do this for our Lord, for His greater honor and glory. You should perform your chores well and on time. Your parents should not have to ask over and over repeatedly for you to do the things that you are assigned at home. You should study hard, study well for school. There is a time and a place to play, and there is a time for work. And this, indeed, we should all learn. So let us make these good resolutions. Let us ask our blessed Lord to help us to be faithful during this coming year to those resolutions we make this day. And let us, of course, entrust ourselves to the care of our blessed mother so that next year at this time, we indeed will find ourselves closer to our blessed Lord and more perfect and ready for our blessed Lord to take us to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.